Jack Crawford of Whistler Mountain Ski Club, WMSC, finished 10th on November 27 at the FIS World Cup's opening Super G race of the season in Lake Louise, Alta. The 25-year-old's time of 1 minute, 33.86 seconds, 1 minute 33 seconds and 86 milliseconds, placed him just 0.02 of a second behind Swiss athlete Stefan Rogentin. Fellow WMSC alum Brody Seeger, 26, finished 13th in 1 minute 34 seconds and 6 milliseconds, while Jeffrey Reed of Canmore, Alta, came 21st and Riley Seeger of North Vancouver, another WMSC product, placed 27th. Other WMSC alums in action were 28-year-old Broderick Thompson, tied for 42nd, and 23-year-old Kyle Alexander, DNF. Super G combines the speed of downhill with some of the technicality found in giant slalom and has long been a marquee event in ski racing. Marco Odermatt of Switzerland, the defending Olympic gold medalist in giant slalom, prevailed on Sunday in a time of 1 minute 32 seconds and 53 milliseconds. Odermatt is considered a favorite for the overall World Cup title this year and has already won two of his three races so far. 13-time World Cup gold medalist Alexander Amat Kilde of Norway was second, 1 minute 32 seconds and 90 milliseconds, and three-time Austrian Olympic champion Matthias Mayer came third, 1 minute 33 seconds and 31 milliseconds. The race had to be stopped for about 20 minutes as Swiss competitor Mauro Kvisel suffered a brutal fall in his return to racing after a two-year injury-induced absence. Fortunately, the 34-year-old Kvisel eventually got back up and was transported to the hospital via helicopter. There were originally two Super G races scheduled for last weekend's World Cup opener, but the one on November 26 had to be cancelled to make way for the downhill, which in turn was rescheduled from November 25 due to heavy snow. Kilde prevailed in the downhill, 1 minute 47 seconds and 98 milliseconds, ahead of Austrian Daniel Hemmetsberger, 1 minute 48 seconds and 4 milliseconds, and Odermatt, 1 minute 48 seconds and 8 milliseconds. Seeger and Reed were the top Canadians in downhill last weekend, finishing 26th and 27th respectively. Crawford managed a 47th place result and Thompson came 50th. For more information on the 2022-23 FIS season, visit the Alpine Canada website.